Beto O'Rourke, Latinos feel like they have target on their back thanks to Trump. By Pam Kee on August 23, 2019. Friday on MSNBC's Hardball, 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful former Rep. Beto O'Rourke, DTX, said Latinos throughout America now feel like they have a target on their back in large part thanks to President Donald Trump. O'Rourke said, when he was making his case to the country, announcing his candidacy for the presidency, he talks about Mexican immigrants as rapists and criminals, repeatedly warned of invasions from Mexico in Central America, called asylum seekers animals, called them killers, called them predators, put their children in cages, deported their parents back to the very countries from which they fled. And you talked about this a little bit in the run-up to this interview. At that rally in May in Florida, when he's warning of this invasion and he says, "How do we stop these people?" Someone yells out, "Shoot them," and the crowd roars their approval, and he smiles. He says this is okay. He continued, "And in the face of gun violence that has claimed 40,000 lives just in the last year, he's done nothing. He's complicit, actually corrupted by the NRA. So he's driving a lot of this violence. I want to make clear, racism in America did not start with Donald Trump, but he has given it new life. He's welcomed it into the open, and along with that, the violence that drove somebody literally 600 miles from Allen, Texas, to El Paso to kill 22 people in this city. We have got to connect those dots, or we're not going to stop the next mass shooting or the next act of domestic terrorism inspired by white supremacy." He added, "What he's doing is ripping apart an already divided country and inviting violence into our politics and into our communities. Latinos here in El Paso, throughout America, now feel like they have a target on their back in large part thanks to Donald Trump." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanem.